Google. We have to talk about national security. My name is James Martin Driscoll. What is happening in the Americas that would include Canada and Mexico and South America is outrageous, outrageous, outrageous. You know exactly who I am and you know exactly who they are. Are you one of them or are you one of us? I don't know where to begin. My other number with my other mobile device was firmware hacked on the 23rd of April. As you know, I have been in a medical condition and I've commented across YouTube and social media, and you even have a special folder in my network. And still you will not come out of the dark shadows. I'm using my mom's device. The mobile number to this device is not even within my own memory. My mobile device I can't trust for reasons that are truly technologically solvable. Who are they and what is their agenda? You might notice the style of these words. If I repeat something three times, it's something to consider important. My digital footprint and my intellectual property. My idea was given to you a long time ago when you were calling for projects to better humanity. At that time I gave you a pretty good idea as an introduction to I am in view of this. I do believe for sure that was prior to Edward Snowden stepping forward. I'm not sure the time frame of the project submission to you was prior to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Technology is malleable. Now, malleable is one of those words that has nothing to do with malware. Malignancy, malformed. Malleable is not in that same root meaning. I use this word malleable because technology for the most part requires metal conductors, and therefore under my definitions here, technology itself, the interconnectivity of technology, is malleable. Edward Snowden is a fugitive from justice. Julian Assange, again, the secrets that we are attempting to hide are unnatural, against nature's law or natural law. Taking the fact that God's eyes sees all secrets. It's not the surveillance that is the problem. In of itself, technology should not be something we fear. But we should be fearing what has happened to me. I'm only speaking the truth, Snowden only speaking the truth, Assange only speaking the truth, and those who are in the dark alleys of the internet and beyond not speaking the truth. I recently had an encounter with Signify Home Healthcare. The Duo app on this phone has never been opened. Therefore, it had no permissions. In my teleconferencing with Signify and Humana partnership that was conducted the other day, the healthcare technician chose to look up my device that I was using and chose Duo and was immediately connected. I do not know which account, my mother's or mine. A record of which there was no permission to use Duo. Although that's what got used, I was frankly ready to install Zoom. Now the first time I opened Duo was today and the screens appear as they are. It asked if I wanted Duo to access my contacts and to give permission to my friends. But Signify Health apparently did not need to run that set of permissions. Why is that? Like I said, I don't know which account was used. I'm sure all three of our accounts, actually four accounts that I have installed on this device, have Duo alongside. I actually have no problem with that, except for my business on this phone is only because I was hacked on my phone. I reported this to the FBI already in an email. As of yesterday, I have a new mobile device. I have Google One on my MetroPC account. I had to get a new phone number. I have a new phone number and a new device, but the attachment to my Google One storage benefits, I think it's going to get lost. I'm sure many people have the same issue happen, but I'm not like most people, am I? How can I trust anything that you represent, Google? Yes, I am aware of the congressional meetings involving Google on the platform's privacy, as well as contributions to what happened on January 6th as the state capitol building. Once again, I said yes in triplicate, triple. 9 times I'm aware of the issues, fully complex, and we have to have a conversation about national security that does not hide the fact of several aspects of my own situation. That includes that I'm in San Bernardino County, and the adjacent county in Los Angeles has this hate-based American ideal embedded in the upper rungs of the leadership of the county sheriff. What makes it any more different here in San Bernardino County? None. My own aspects of this documented. My phone was hacked on April 23rd by way of a firmware forced update. No such update was scheduled in advance. There's no code that I'm aware of that Google manufactured into the phone device or the operating system that allowed the firmware to be modified to force an update. The update to which, according to the snapshots that I took from this device of that event placed on Twitter as my avatar. My identity, my American-born American ideal patriotic law established ruling identity has been compromised to allow a hate conspiracy involved in the upper rungs of law enforcement. All the way up into the top of the United States Justice Departments and the FBI. Once again, Google, are you one of them or are you one of us? I don't understand why Duo never being ever ran on this device was able to be permissions approved to hold a teleconference in a medical established purpose. This is outrageous, outrageous, outrageous. This is not a matter of an oversight. Here's a simple fix. For the microphone and the camera, and how about each and every hardware button that operates the device? Lock is locked. If one gets to suspect that the device is being remotely operated, which my device was being done was being remotely operated. The microphone most likely open and listen to, I don't care about the camera, but even that. Each of these devices can maintain itself in a PAL. Now what is a PAL? Not only a PAL separate of the mobile device, perhaps an actual key dongle. Now you know what PAL means. Once again I ask, are you one of them or are you one of us? PAL stands for, of course. If technology is malleable, if connections made of metal can be routed through an actual physical gate and changeable at any time at the user's need, the security of our devices would be greatly improved. Once again, Google, are you one of them or are you one of us? My first encounter with a PAL chip was in the early 80s. That's 1980s. So 90s, 2000s, 2010s and 20s. For this kind of logic is incorporated in garage door openers. It's too simple, Google. Turn off the microphone, turn off the cameras, turn off the ability for this device to be remotely operated. The user should not have the breach of trust that has occurred. Simply accessing a panel of array binary position switches that can be changed in any time. Several functions could be used, but let's just minimize it to two devices, the microphone in the camera. The camera cannot operate unless the PAL logic matches the hardware intercept switches. There should be a password assigned to the permissions file. The permissions section not given open access to any app. Not a single app or applet shall be installed on this device from manufacture forward that does not have authority by the owner of the device. That could be a master PAL pin setting. If it is changed, the phone is locked. Not only is the phone locked, but the entire setup of the phone, all of the logs, all of everything is automatically transferred by way of a pre-setup instructions off the device. The device, by way of user control, has been deemed by its owner to have a security compromised. Further activity of this device must be managed by a proper procedure to extract the sources to which the user cannot obtain without extreme equipment at his or her accessibility. Failure to have this approach means, which is an extremely doable, achievable, technologically adaptable, malleable function, means the manufacturers and the technology custodials of the technology itself cannot maintain themselves to not be the source of the breach. I do not know about iPhones. Our only solution would be users encoding their own operating system standards and distributing them. Such as Ubuntu. Google, you're going to lose the Android OS, Microsoft, it's going to lose the Windows OS, AT&T is going to lose the Unix operating system OS. I do not know what OS was involved in the hack that shut down a gasoline transit utility. And then the Russian hack to the government, the most recent one. Really, that wasn't a hack, that was an unlock. I don't believe a word that comes out of this industry. And neither should any American. This problem of surveillance and remote operation of devices is a permission that most Americans would not consent to. Be that it may, technology is a malleable thing. If left to our own devices, Alan Turing, cryptologist, solved something for World War II that most likely was the reason why the Allies won and Germany lost. But we're still fighting that war now, are we not? In the upper rungs of this government, white supremacy hate groups are actually at the command of the society. Once again, Google, are you one of them or are you one of us? http://webdomains.relapumen.net/google.com/. Hashtag Hiveuntreatable. http://humana. Fucked up woman, space. http://linkedin. Fucked up woman net. Within that content store is an email record between Rick Allen Ross and myself. It's at the very bottom of the page. Captured is provable evidence of God's view, access in technology and interference by human agents. The surveillance itself is not the issue, but actions that cross over are acts sourced from hell and are not a part of nature's law, and it is said, simple as that. Collectively and cumulatively, such actions across all networks across all of cyberspace globally affects our humanity in ways that is unforgivable. As intentioned, consent for such actions must be deemed consent forbidden. http://fuckedupwoman.life http://twitter.com/@mactapond